Thank you, David. Appreciated your comments. Let's turn to the book of John, starting a new series today. Yeshua is the most important man who ever lived. And the most important man who ever lived brought the world the most important message, a message that must be believed for human beings who are alienated from God, filled with a kind of spiritual leprosy, headed to hell, not heaven, headed to death, not life, for them to be reconciled to their Creator, healed, live forever. Everything that Messiah did, everything he said, every interaction with others that has been recorded for us in this divinely inspired book of John is extremely important. We want to understand as much as we possibly can about the most important man and his most important message. We want to line up our thoughts and our lives with the most important man and his most important message. And we want to tell as many people as we possibly can about the most important man and his most important message. And the book of John helps us to do just that. The book of John is one of the greatest books that has ever been written. It is divinely inspired, it is accurate, it is true, it is reliable, it is trustworthy. It is one of the most widely read books ever written. In fact, it may be the most widely read book ever written. It is one of the most loved books ever written. It was written by John, a man of the chosen people, and one of Yeshua's very closest disciples, part of his inner circle. It was written by someone who was very close to Yeshua and was an eyewitness of these events. It was written in the first century, probably somewhere between 45 and 90 A.D., It was written to help us believe that Yeshua is the Messiah and the Son of God. And by knowing that Yeshua is the Messiah and the Son of God, we are able to gain eternal life. To help us believe, John records a number of signs. These are miracles that point to Yeshua and tell us something about who he is and what he is capable of doing. To help us believe, John includes some I am statements. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Before Abraham was, I am. To help us believe, John gives us various titles for Yeshua, which enable us to better understand who he is. He is the Word. He is God. He is the light. He is Rabbi. He is Messiah. He is King of Israel. He is the Lamb of God. He is the Savior of the world. He's the Son of Man. He's the Son of God. He is the Lord. The book of John was written chronologically, using the holidays of Passover, Sukkot, booths, and Hanukkah. The book of John was written using simple words, but very profound. It was written using contrasts between God and Satan, good and evil, light and darkness, love and hate, life and death, flesh and spirit, slavery and freedom, truth and lie. It was written with an emphasis on Yeshua's deity and his humanity, showing that he's fully God and fully man, and therefore uniquely able to save, rescue, deliver, redeem, restore fallen, dying humanity. The arrival of the Son of God into this world is a new beginning for fallen humanity. John starts his book using language similar to the book of beginnings, Genesis. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Yeshua, of course, is this Word. He is the personification of everything God the Father wants to communicate to mankind. He is the way that the invisible God is best able to communicate to us. Yeshua is the greatest revealer of God. He is the ultimate revelation of God. He is the Word. Yeshua was with God, God the Father, in the beginning. Like God the Father, Yeshua was in the beginning. And like God the Father, Yeshua was before the beginning. Who is Yeshua? He is someone who is in the beginning, who is before the beginning. He is eternal. He is uncreated. Yeshua was with God. He always was with God. There was never a time that Yeshua was not with God. Yeshua always shared the relationship of eternal divine Son to eternal divine Father. Yeshua was with God always. Yeshua was with God, and he also was God. Deity, divinity, divine, fully God, possessing all the attributes of God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. John is telling us that Yeshua is distinct from God the Father as a person. Distinct, he's with God. There's a distinction there. Yet he is equal to God the Father in nature. He was God. Within the nature of God, there is a distinction of divine persons and a oneness of divine nature. Through him, through this Word, through Yeshua, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Yeshua is the one who did the actual work of creation. The Father spoke the Word to create. Let there be light. Let the waters be separated. Let the earth, sun, moon, and stars appear. Let the animals and plants come into being. Let us make man in our image. The Father spoke the Word to create, and the Son carried out the Word of his Father and did the actual work of creation, creating the universe and everything in it. Space, time, matter, energy, the laws of physics, math, the laws of nature, billions of galaxies, millions of complex life forms, all interacting together. Yeshua made them all. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Life and light are related. Yeshua is the source of life, and he is the light of all mankind. Like God the Father, the Son has life within himself. The Son's life is not derived from any external source. He always had life in him. In him was life. Because of that eternal life that is in Yeshua, he is able to restore life, give life to those who forfeited their life by joining the rebellion of the fallen angels, which is us. Yeshua is the light of all mankind. Whatever light a human being has, whatever little amount of wisdom or understanding to various degrees, it comes from Yeshua. John gives us a contrast between light and darkness. As a result of that rebellion, joining the rebellion of the fallen angels, humanity is now full of darkness. Confusion, chaos, unhappiness, defeat, death. We need light, truth, knowledge, wisdom, revelation, victory, salvation, happiness, life. To leave the darkness and experience the light, we must come to the source of light for all mankind. And that is Yeshua. Along with the arrival of this great light was the arrival of a smaller light, John the Baptist. John, our author, wants us to know that John the Baptist, who made a tremendous impact on the Jewish people, was not the great light. So John tells us there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. John the Baptist was one of the very greatest human beings who ever lived. But he was not the light. He was a very holy man. He was a prophet. In fact, he was the greatest of the prophets. And he was the first prophet sent by God to the Jewish people in 400 years. And he was the very special forerunner of the first coming of the Messiah, sent by God to prepare the chosen people for the arrival of the Messiah and to identify the Messiah when he arrived. John was very special, very powerful, but he was not the light. He was not the Messiah. I love this next part. I enjoy irony. And in my opinion, this is the greatest of ironies. It is the opposite of what most people would expect to happen. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. What an irony. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. The Creator visited his creation and was unrecognized and rejected by the world of human beings he made. That tells us a lot about human beings and human nature. Human beings are so far from God that when our Maker came to this world, we were unable to recognize the one through whom the world was made. That's how far we are from God. How ironic and how tragic. But not everyone rejected him. There was a remnant who were given the grace to recognize Emmanuel, God with us, and receive him. And great things happened to them. And those same great things will happen to anyone who receives Yeshua. John writes, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but children born of God, by God. Fallen human beings who are far from God, but who receive Yeshua, and John tells us that we receive Yeshua by knowing who he is and becoming loyal to him. All who received him by believing in his name, knowing who he is and becoming loyal to him, become the glorious, honorable, eternal sons and daughters of God." And John makes it clear that the opposite is true. Human beings who have not received Yeshua by knowing who he is and becoming loyal to him are not the children of God. No one becomes a child of God merely by being born into this world. No one becomes a child of God by doing anything a human being can do. The only way to become a child of God is by being born of God. And the only way to be born of God is by receiving Yeshua. And the only way to receive Yeshua is by believing he is the Messiah and the Son of God and transferring your loyalty to him. You must understand this. John continues, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory." How magnificent he is, how honorable he is, how glorious he is. "We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word, who is fully divine, and who is most clearly able to reveal who God is and what God wants from us, the Word became flesh." He became a human being. Amazing, fantastic, astounding. John and his friends were privileged to meet this glorious Word that was with God in the beginning, who was now made flesh, and they were able to understand that he is the one and only Son. God has many sons. Angels are called sons of God. Some human beings are called sons of God. But angels and men do not share all of God's nature. But there is one special son who does fully share God's nature. This one and only son, this unique son, shares the Father's name and nature. He is very God of very God. Being the one and only Son does not mean that God created the Son, or God the Father gave birth to the Son, or that the Son is younger than God the Father. In fact, it means exactly the opposite. It means that Yeshua shares the same nature as God the Father, just as a human Son shares the human nature of his human Father. John and his friends were privileged to meet this glorious Word made flesh and understand that he is the one and only Son, full of grace and truth. Grace is unmerited favor. It is kindness shown to someone who doesn't deserve that kindness. Truth is what's real. Truth is the way things really are. Yeshua is full of grace and truth. Full of grace. He is constantly gracious towards others, even when they don't deserve it. He is never ungracious. Even when he is driving money changers and people selling animals out of the temple, it should be understood to be an act of grace, ultimately helping these people. He is constantly gracious towards others, even when they don't deserve it. He is never ungracious. He's full of grace, so full that there is a continual, unending supply of grace flowing from him. And he is full of truth. He always spoke the truth. He only spoke the truth. He never lied. He never was wrong about anything. He never was mistaken. He knew more about God and spiritual reality and the way to be reconciled to God and the way of salvation than any other human being. And he spoke the truth. He told us what he knew. This makes Yeshua absolutely unique. Every other human being has been mistaken, has lied, has said something in error, has left out critical information. Not Yeshua. That means that we can and should trust everything he ever said. John testified concerning him. John the Baptist is a very special prophet. He cried out saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.'" John, the greatest of the prophets, understood that Yeshua was before him. Even though John was older than Yeshua as a human being, and even though John came before Yeshua and started his ministry prior to Yeshua, John was able to understand that in some mysterious way, Yeshua existed before him and was much, much greater than him. Who's saying this? John, the greatest of the prophets. Our John continues, "Out of his fullness," Yeshua's fullness, "we have all received grace in place of grace already given." Yeshua is full of grace and truth. Yeshua is so full of grace that when one grace runs out, another grace is right there to take its place. The grace that is flowing from Yeshua reminds me of the story of Elisha and the poor widow, who was so in debt that her children were about to be taken from her and sold as slaves to pay off her debt. Her only possession was a jar of oil. Elisha told her and her children to gather a lot of empty containers. They did. They listened to the man of God. And from the one jar of oil, more oil flowed and flowed and flowed and flowed until all the empty containers were filled with oil. The oil was sold, the debts were able to be paid, and the children were not sold into slavery. Yeshua is like that jar of oil. There is a continual supply of grace flowing from him that can fill every available vessel. When one unmerited favor is finished, there is another undeserved kind thing that will come from Yeshua to take its place. Our job is to get close to Yeshua to receive that unending supply of grace. John wants us to know that John the Baptist was great, but Yeshua is so much greater than John. And Moses was great, but Yeshua is so much greater than great Moses. The Torah was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Messiah Yeshua. John, who's the Lord's representative and who is divinely inspired, affirms that the Torah was given through Moses. Didn't you read that along with me? The Torah was given through Moses. I bring this up because for the past 150 years, there is a school of critics, Bible theologians, who deny this. And they teach that the Torah was not given through Moses. It was given through various men and schools over 1,000 years past Moses. It's called higher criticism. But John, who's the Lord's representative and who is divinely inspired, affirms that the Torah was given through Moses. The whole Torah was given through Moses, not through other men centuries later, like these higher critics, who I believe are heretics, what they claim. The Torah was given through Moses. And that's a very good thing. The Torah is wonderful. The Torah is fantastic. The Torah has many things to teach us. The Torah has a very important place in the life of Israel and in Messiah's community. Thank God for Moses. Thank God for the Torah. Amen? John is not telling us to disrespect Moses. He is not telling us to disrespect the Torah. John is telling us that Yeshua is greater than Moses, and Messiah's new covenant is greater than the various covenants found in the Torah written by Moses. John is telling us that there is some grace and truth in Moses and in the Torah, but the grace and truth that are found in Moses and in the Torah are incomplete. Yeshua is the completion. He is the fullness of the grace and truth found in Moses and the Torah. He is the perfection of the grace and truth found there. He is the fullness of the grace and truth found in Moses and the Torah. The Torah is good. The Torah teaches us about grace and truth and about God and about many other things, but its revelation is incomplete. Even its revelation about God, as great as that revelation is incomplete. Even the author of the Torah, Moses, was himself never able to fully see God. John writes, "No one has ever seen God. But the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, he has made God known." At times, Moses saw various manifestations of God. He caught glimpses of God. While hidden in a rock, Moses caught a partial glimpse of a partial revelation of the backside of God the Father. But Moses never fully saw God the Father. How could he, since God the Father is infinitely holy and bigger and greater than the entire universe? But Yeshua is the unique Son of God, who is himself God and who is in closest relationship with God the Father, and therefore uniquely able to see God and reveal God to us far better than Moses and the Torah ever did. So because of who he is and the relationship that Yeshua has to the Father, he is able to reveal God to us and show us what God is like and tell us what God wants from us and how we can be reconciled to God and live forever. And he does so in the clearest way. So who is Yeshua according to this first part of this first chapter of the divinely inspired book of John? Yeshua is the Word made flesh. He is able to reveal God to us. Do you want to know God and what God is saying and what God wants? You need that Word made flesh. You need Yeshua. Yeshua is God, eternal, uncreated, sharing all the attributes of God. Do you want God in your life? Do you want to be with God forever? You need Yeshua. Yeshua is the unique Son of God. Do you want to become one of the glorious, honorable sons and daughters of God? You need to receive Yeshua, the unique Son. And we receive Yeshua by knowing who he is and becoming loyal to him. Because of the eternal life that is in him, Yeshua is able to give life, restore life that was forfeited by joining the rebellion of the fallen angels. Do you want life, unending life, eternal life, joyous life, abundant life? You need Yeshua. Yeshua did the actual work of creation, making this universe and everything in it. And he's going to make a whole new universe one day that is perfect. Do you want to be part of the new and perfect universe that Yeshua will make? You need Yeshua. Yeshua is the light of darkened mankind. Do you want light, wisdom, truth, understanding, victory, happiness, life? You need Yeshua. Yeshua is full of grace and truth. Do you want to know the truth which can set you free and save you? You need Yeshua. Do you want a continual, unending supply of grace so that when one unearned blessing runs out, another is right there to take its place? You need Yeshua. Yeshua is so much. He is so unique. He is so special. He is so amazing in so many ways. May God enable Yeshua to be all these things to us, and may we respond faithfully to all that he is and become all that we should be as we get close to Yeshua. Amen. And let's be his ambassadors, his representatives, and tell as many others as we possibly can about him so that they can receive Yeshua too and join us living forever with the great three-in-one God. Amen. I enjoy